Wow, I realize I should have done a little bigger font. Well, kind of reading this gospel, you know, and I have to make up that we don't have Eucharist. I think maybe a 30 or 40 minute sermon. Does that work for everybody? Yeah, okay. Probably be a little shorter than that. But as I was reading this gospel, I was wondering, you know, Mother Carissa has really preached on this a couple times, I feel like, I mean, over our Christmas season. And so it's like, well, what new is there? But I think I found something new, at least maybe something I hadn't seen before. And I was thinking about this night that we're talking about. It's kind of an ordinary night, ordinary place, stars kind of sparkling in the sky, maybe clouds going across. Might have been cold, maybe not as cold as we get here, but it was probably cold. It might have been a beautiful night, though, one you would look out your window and look at. But there was no reason to expect anything different for most people. It's just one of those ordinary nights that go by in our lives. There were sheep out there, just ordinary sheep. They weren't anything special. We don't really hear too much about them. There was no fleece of gold. There's no blue ribbon winners. And the shepherds. Now, I'm not sure at this time if we could find somebody more ordinary than the shepherds out taking care of their sheep. We don't even know their names. Guess what? Their staves aren't in some museum. We don't have any of their words written down. And I really highly doubt that anybody at that time came to ask them about social justice concerns or the interpretation of the Torah or, you know, who should be king. They were just anonymous, simple, ordinary people going about their lives, much as we do. So this was just this ordinary night, some ordinary sheep, some shepherds. And if it weren't for a God that delights in transforming the ordinary, that night might have just gone unnoticed and unrecorded. We wouldn't be talking about it today. But God dances amidst the common. That's where God can be found, among the common, ordinary events and people. The sky exploded with brightness. The trees probably came into more definition. And I'm sure the sheep were up and pretty concerned on what was going on with these angels appearing to the shepherds. The shepherds waking up, rubbing their eyes, and in the presence of angels. I'm sure this is not what they imagined when they were taking care of the sheep that night. So that night wasn't really very ordinary after all. And the angels came in the night because that's the best time for a light to come out, when it's dark. And maybe that's why God transforms the ordinary into more. And I think that's probably why God and the angels went to those shepherds. They didn't go to the hierarchy of the church, the leaders in the church of the day. I wonder what would have happened if they would have gone to the leaders, the Pharisees or the Sadducees or any other leaders of the church. I wonder what would have happened if they would have gone to influential people of the time. Probably not those shepherds. I don't think they were very influential. I wonder what would have happened if they would have gone to those in power, the politicians of the time. Imagine today. Would any of those people have listened? However, the angels visited the shepherds, ordinary people who listened, and they did three things. The first thing the shepherds did is they searched for Jesus. The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. Now, I can't imagine they were just next door. They were probably out in the wilderness with their sheep, grazing wherever their pasture was, which probably was not inside Bethlehem. And it probably took them some time to go find it. They left their sheep. That was their livelihood. But it took them some time to find Mary and Joseph and Jesus. But they searched until they found them. They heard the word of God and they listened. And they wanted to see whether what they had been told was true. And it took time and effort for them to go find Jesus. But I think it was worth it. So I think in this respect, maybe we need to be more like the shepherds. How do we search for Jesus? Are we trying to find Jesus, to know Jesus, and to be with Jesus? How do we search for Jesus in our life today? Now, I think it's important that we search for ourselves. We can't just listen to maybe what our parents have told us, or our family, or even some great preacher up here preaching about Jesus. And I don't think we can just listen to what our church says about Jesus. I think Mother Carissa mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Often, I think many churches, including the Episcopal Church, and I think including Good Samaritan, we get focused on searching for a Jesus in the past instead of where is Jesus with us today and in the future. That's the Jesus we need to be searching for. So if we only rely on the words of those from the past, maybe we won't be as successful as if we search for Jesus in our lives today and in the future. Second thing the shepherds did, and this is going to be hard for Episcopalians, they shared the news of Jesus. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. Now, I'm an Episcopalian too. It's hard for me to go evangelize. I know, that's that word. But I remember reading a story once about, I don't even know if it was true. It was one of those things I read. And it's a person talking to their friend that wasn't Christian. And they didn't really talk about it that much. But their friend asked him once, he said, "Well, do you, like, believe in Jesus?" "Yeah, yeah." "Do you believe it's, like, great news?" "Yes." "Well, then why wouldn't you want to tell people about it if it's such good news?" And that's hard even for me. But maybe we can share the news of Jesus by also how we act in our lives. But I also think those shepherds were not the priests or teachers of the time. These were ordinary people. That's who shared the word of Jesus. So you didn't need to put on an alb and come up here to preach. It's the ordinary people that can share the news of Jesus. And guess what? They didn't take an evangelism course. I don't think they were deeply steeped in the theology of the time. I'm sure they didn't debate, well, of course, obviously at the time, but if there were shepherds post, they probably didn't debate the divinity and humanity of Jesus, or is the bread and wine we consume actual or symbolic? I don't think these are the kinds of theology that were probably on the shepherd's mind. Probably a little different since we hadn't really got to that story yet. But do you think that's what they were worried about when they shared the good news? I think they spoke from their heart, though. I think they couldn't contain the news. I think, well, what in my life has been like that? And the thing that comes to mind is when my children were born, right? Or your grandchildren. You can't help but to tell people, to show pictures, probably too many. And you share the news with everybody you come across, even strangers, because you can't help but share that news. You're so joyful inside. So is that how the shepherds felt? Is that how we could feel today if we share this good news? Now, the third thing the shepherds did was they praised God. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So today, what we're doing here is praising God. That's what worship is. We are here to praise God together. I think the more that we understand what God has done through Jesus, the more we will praise and thank God. the more we understand, if our hearts have been warmed by God's love, how can we not sing in thanks and praise? So the shepherds searched for Jesus. And they when they found Jesus, they praised God for Jesus and shared the news of Jesus with everybody that would listen. They couldn't contain what was in their heart. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. So these shepherds, the most ordinary of people at the time, just going about their kind of ordinary life. I imagine it's just like our lives. Some days, weeks go by that I don't notice, but I know I'm doing something every day and I'm busy. It's just kind of an ordinary life. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think there are a lot of ordinary days in my life. And that's what the shepherds were doing. They were going about their ordinary lives. But they shared the good news and they praised God. And I think there's a lot of people we hold up in the Bible today as figures that we want to be more like, that we might come to mind when we think of the Bible. And in our culture today, I think there are many people that we might hold up or know. I always laugh a little bit when I hear somebody famous is having a baby because, you know, that doesn't really happen. And so, wow, they had a baby. And even when someone famous dies, now my heart goes to them, but ordinary people die that aren't in those stories. We don't hold them up. So who in our culture do we hold up to be more like? Maybe who we need to be more like is these shepherds that we don't even know their names. We know nothing about them. Maybe that's the model in this story that we need to hold up and strive to be more like in our ordinary lives that we lead. So for those that have been in EFM, you know I always like to close with a call to action for ourselves and for me also. What are we going to do when we walk outside these doors today? As we go about our ordinary lives, how are we going to search for Jesus? How are we going to search for Jesus? How are we going to share the good news, the great news, the awesome news of God and Jesus? How are we going to share that? And how are we going to praise God in our ordinary lives? Amen.